Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about my thoughts on the Panerai PAM 790 and Panerai 791. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Panerai has been a brand that I've always loved since its inception as a watch brand. The brand, officially debuted in 1860, and from 1860 to 1980, if you were a member of the Italian Navy, you wore a Panerai, and in 98, it became available to the public. So, you know, it's not really that old a brand. I mean, this year marks the 20th year of Panerai's inception, which is pretty amazing. So they're a young brand, but they have a lot of history because they've been around forever. And, you know, one of the new PAM 790 and 791 are the Panerai 1940 Art Deco models. There are two models, but they're both steel. They're both 47 millimeter. They're both powered by the P3000 in-house three-day movement, which is a mechanical movement, hand-wound movement, very reliable, has proved to be very good for Panerai, very sound, you know, movement, very solid in construction and accurate as well. I've had one when I had my 372, and I never had any issues with timing or anything like that. So I will say it is a solid and reliable movement. It's that 1940s case, so it's not, you know, a 1950s case. It's not a 1930s radio mirror case. It's really, you know, it's a 1940s case. It looks basically like a Rolex pocket watch. And the inspiration for this dial had this incredible Art Deco dial, which was the inspiration for this new model, the PAM 790 and the PAM 791. What are the differences between the two? Well, the only differences between the two are the color of the dial. The PAM 790 is like a cream off-white dial with black Arabic numerals and spear-shaped black hands. Like I said, a cream-colored off-white dial with black, very cool numerals. All 12 Panerai numerals. Awesome, clean, understated. Keeping in line with the brand, something new with Panerai we've never seen before. Very cool, very vintage. Yet, like, you know, when you see something you've never seen before from a brand that you're incredibly well versed in, or at least for me, my first initial reaction is to always reject it because I haven't seen it before. Which is great. Sometimes you have to go by instinct. On this one, however, I didn't reject it. I immediately embraced it, and I immediately took to it. Now, the PAM 790 is with the off-white dial. There's also the PAM 791, which is a black dial version of the same exact watch, same exact case, same exact movement. You know, black dial with almost like gilt or gold numbers all the way around. So all 12 Panerai numbers, no date. Those gold spear type hands, which is the first time we're seeing this from Panerai. I really, really, really dig it. It's very, very different, yet feels familiar because of the case, because of the movement, because of the straps that we're seeing. It's very different. It's a subtle thing, but I think it's what Panerai needs to separate itself from the other models that everybody's used to seeing. You know, with this one, you don't know if it really is a Panerai because you've seen the case before. Both versions, the 790 and 791. Will be exclusive to 300 pieces made for the world, and both pieces will retail for $9,200. 300 pieces each is really nothing when you think about the demand for Panerai, how big the world is. Here's my thing. Panerai needs help. Everything they've made looks very similar. The hard-to-get models are really a pain in the ass because Panerai can't deliver them. Some of them have been, released 2 years ago and are still not in boutiques or stores. They just had a new CEO come. Hopefully he will, ingest fresh life into the brand. But this is a good sign to me. I like these. I know they're only two watches. I know they're very limited. Listen, you can't save a brand single-handedly by this one limited special edition watch that they're making. But to me, it's not about that as much as it's about the brand evolving into something respectable, something different, while maintaining the integrity of their history and respecting what's available with all of the modern day technology that we have available to us. Panerai really, like Rolex, is a brand that all of their amazing design is really in their past. They don't really need to reinvent the wheel or look too far. Because their past is, just blanketed with an abundance of these rich, iconic designs. And the Art Deco dial, it's a home run, especially because there's no date. That's what I like about Panerai. It's one of the few brands out there today that doesn't have a date, that's celebrated for not having a date. I don't like dates, never have liked dates. They break up the symmetry of the dial. And to me, I like to be able to set my watch and not worry about that extra function. These don't have it. They're 47 millimeters in case diameter. They're polished stainless steel. I will say this, and I have read different reviews of it from my various colleagues in the industry. I'm not going to name names, but I will say this. Generally, I'm not a fan of Panerai's going smaller or going, or making like sub 47 millimeter watches, because I really think that the whole point of Panerai was the brand. But this is more of a dress watch. And honestly, I feel like it should come in 38 millimeter for women. It should come in 42 millimeter for a smaller guy. And for, that guy that can handle it all. 47 millimeters is perfect. And I think that this is the first time I will say that Panerai should make this in three sizes, because it's a home run. And I think there it will speak to, that person who likes Art Deco. I'm a massive fan of Art Deco. To me, Art Deco is Populux, popular luxury, whether it's a 1950s Cadillac Tailfin or a Rolex Submariner, with that iconic Rolex Submariner dial without a date. Like, this has that same feel to me. Populux, iconic Art Deco, popular luxury that was made really popular by these incredible brands. Even though Panerai didn't make this a popular dial, they're bringing it into the modern day home and paying respect to it. So as you can tell, I'm a huge fan of these watches. Don't know what they'll do in terms of popularity, or if they'll go out through the roof, or if they'll command more than retail. With models like these, it's pretty tough. I mean, if it had a Rolex movement in it, let's say an original one from that time period, there would not even be a question. These watches would probably be some of the hottest, hard to get Panerai special edition pieces of the last 5 years. I think it will do well. The price is still very high for a special edition. Now, I know in the past, they've made a lot more pieces, the 448, the 449, more or less the same price from 2012. And they made like, 750 pieces of those. So this is half the production. It's still expensive. It's not the worst price point. In my opinion, if these were in the 7K range, like all you need to do 7 to 7,500, it would still be expensive. It's a time-only watch. It only displays hours and minutes. I think that would have been the perfect price. $7,500 all day long. You can't go wrong with that kind of price for a special edition. $9,200 is a little ambitious, but they'll get it because they're Panerai and they made so few pieces. I'll never give up on Panerai, but I definitely was, in the last 5 years, I've been starting to lose interest because I feel like I've seen a lot of these models before. Of course, with the exception of the specialty pieces, whether it be their, you know, Carbotex or their, you know, their BMG or other alloys, their Bronzos or other things that they use, which no one has seen because they can't deliver them. This is really refreshing. I think it injects this newness that we haven't seen from Panerai. And I think they'll be really, really well received. Please don't hesitate to contact me to order either of these two pieces. You can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I do work on a $150 consultation fee. These watches will definitely not be discounted, I'm sure, at the very beginning, depending on if they sell out or not. And I'm sure eventually within 6 months, a year, you may be able to get, you know, $100 or $200 off the price. But I can definitely help you get this watch, you know, definitely at no tax, depending on where you live, from an authorized dealer. If they don't have them, I do work with colleagues who work with authorized dealers. So I can definitely help you get this piece. If you want a Panerai, you want something different, you want something interesting, you want something original, you want something inspired by history, this is a great, great watch to have. Something very limited, something exclusive, something numbered, under 10 grand. This is the way to go. It really is. I like it. I really, really like it. And I think that it's going to do well for the brand, and hopefully, you know, this is the first of many great things we're going to see from the brand. You can definitely check out my website, www.amitdevhonda.com. There you can peruse my world-renowned blog. You can listen to a podcast. You can check out Kingsley 1945 watches, which are incredibly well-made, styled, and designed in Providence, Rhode Island, built by the Kingsley Watch Company. You can get a custom-made piece for under $2,000. You can't get a watch today that's made to order, really, for, you know, especially in the U.S., let alone anywhere else in the world. And a lot of the brands that do let you get something that custom made, it's, you know, you're talking a few $100,000. So to be able to get a piece like this, to get a piece like a Kingsley 1945 watch, and you can do custom dials and hands and cases and bezels and straps, to be able to have those options and pick those things for under $2,000, hand assembled, it's just remarkable. Check out the collection. And then contact me so that we can discuss about building you your unique Kingsley 1945 timepiece. And anyone for a limited time that orders a Kingsley 1945 watch through me, since I'm a distributor for the West Coast, will receive a complimentary gift with purchase while supplies last. You can also check out Amit's Corner Shop. This is an exciting new project that I launched 2 months ago for pre-owned watches. These pre-owned watches have been carefully curated by me. Right now I have about 20 pieces and growing. I have, you know, watches ranging from $950 to almost $30,000 from you know, Kingsley 1945 pre-owned watches to Patek Philippe pre-owned watches to IWCs to Panerais to Nomos Glashuttas to Omegas. I mean, I've got so many different things. I'm gonna be adding Rolex root beers, new ceramic root beers, and new Daytonas with ceramic bezels are coming in soon, and so many other great pieces. So it's a great place to shop for a pre-owned piece. They're coming from, you know, authorized dealers I work with to source new pieces. A lot of these authorized dealers I work with have a pre-owned program, and they have been kind enough to allow me to, you know, share those pieces with you. Most of them come with box and papers. Some of them are within warranty, some of them are not, but definitely check them out. I have great pictures on there. I have all the information you need, and you can always email me if you have any further questions about how it works, and if there's a piece you're looking for that's not on there, I can definitely help you get one of those pieces, you know, and find you a decent price. So definitely check that out. If you want to follow me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, my handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.